Welcome back to The Green on Delaware Public Media. I'm your host, Tom Byrne. First State Ballet Theater recently announced the lineup for its 2025-2026 season, including Something Scary for Halloween, a mixture of traditional favorites and innovative new choreography, and a classic romantic masterpiece. In this edition of Arts Playlist, Delaware Public Media's Martin Matheny speaks with the ballet's marketing director, Claire McGregor, about the upcoming season, as well as a trio of summer performances around the state.
This season seems to be a really interesting, really diverse season, and you're starting off right before Halloween with Something Pretty Scary, right?
Yes. So the season opens in October, right before Halloween, with Dracula, which is, you know, this gothic, scary thriller that I think is perfect seasonally and will be an exciting start to the season.
And of course, we all know the story of Dracula, but I wonder, what does it look like on stage?
It's actually quite theatrical, and it's an exciting opportunity for the dancers to really delve into the, you know, gruesome and terrifying side of their personalities, which makes for a great performance.
And then coming up in November, we've got one of the really cool things that I think First State Ballet does up front. And I wonder if you could tell me a little bit about that.
Upfront is always one of my favorite performances of the year because it's such a unique setting. It takes place in Studio One at the Baby Grand, so you're not in the large theater. It's super intimate. You're in studio with the dancers. You can see the sweat. You know, you can see a little bit more of the work that goes into it, which I think can give people a new appreciation for how incredible the dancers really are, because you don't often have the opportunity to be up close and personal with the dancers like that.
Yeah, and if I'm not mistaken, it gives you sort of a ballet sampler in terms of you'll see some classical repertoire, but you'll also see some more cutting edge contemporary stuff, right?
Exactly. It's a mixed rep program, so you'll get some of the classical pieces, the tutu ballets, and then more contemporary. So exactly like you said, it's a sampler. You can try a little of this, a little of that, and decide, you know, what it is you want to see more of.
And then moving into December, arguably the best known ballet of all time. If you've seen one ballet in your life, you've seen The Nutcracker, right?
Absolutely. It's the holiday blockbuster. And this is an exciting year for us because we're celebrating our 25th anniversary of the production. So it's exciting to think about some of those first shows versus the shows today and, you know, how far we've come, how the company has grown over the past 25 years, but also, you know, how strong our commitment to artistic excellence has always been. And The Nutcracker is one of our best performances. For a lot of families, it's already a holiday tradition, and we invite everyone to come out and, you know, make it a tradition for your family also.
Coming up after the first of the year, this is in, I think, late February, is Dreams in Motion. We talked a little bit about contemporary ballet, and that's sort of what Dreams in Motion is all about, right?
Yes. So this year, in February, we do usually do a contemporary-based performance, and this year we're doing something a little bit different. We're pulling two ballets from our archive that haven't been performed since their original premieres. They're both by Viktor Plotnikov, who is a frequent FSBT collaborator. And one is Fantasy to Dvorak, and the other is Nonsense in the Sense of Innocence. Fantasy to Dvorak, the premiere was a little bit more recent. It was just several years ago. And Nonsense was done, I think, over a decade ago. Both pieces have very striking costumes and very memorable costumes, and people ask us about them all the time. So we're really excited to bring them back, especially the Nonsense piece, which hasn't been seen in so long. And the movement is electrifying and exciting, and they're both a sort of fantasy and surrealist, whimsical evening that makes for a great evening of ballet.
Yeah, I was really kind of hooked by the title, Nonsense in the Sense of Innocence. I thought that was such a very striking title and kind of fertile imaginative ground for dance, I would think.
Absolutely. That's a great way to describe the piece. There's a lot of surprises in it, so I encourage everyone to come see it. You've really got to see it. It's just great. Like the you you can see in one of our photos, you know, she's got this almost Seussical hat. There's interesting props in that. So it's fun. And I think them both pieces together kind of makes for an interesting theme. And I hope everyone will come see it.
And then the season wraps up in April with kind of a big romantic ballet, right?
Yes. So we wrap up in April with Giselle, which is the tragic ballet classic. And it's the romantic ballet with the long white tutus. It's got some of the most iconic choreography. And it's, you know, such a dream role for any ballerina to be Giselle, because you've got to be so technically strong. But there's also this huge emotional range. And I think it'll be just a great end to the season.
You know, it's a really diverse season. It's a really busy season. And I wonder, can you kind of pull the curtain back a little bit and talk about what it takes from the dancers' perspectives to, and from the backstage perspectives as well, to even get ready for one of these ballets?
That's a great question. And, you know, especially this year with the ballets that we're doing, it's a lot on our artistic team to put these together, especially, you know, a big classic like Giselle, to reviving work from our archive that hasn't been done in a while. There's a lot of preparation that goes into it, even just leading up to the first rehearsal, kind of the planning and the costumes and getting the choreography together. And then once the dancers come in, setting everything again. Our stage manager, you know, is already at work kind of on her, you know, what's the run of the show? What are the cues? You know, where are the challenges here? And just kind of sorting through all of those.
And from the dancer's perspective, this is not something you throw together quickly. There's a lot of work and practice and effort that goes into getting, not to mention the day-to-day maintenance of just keeping your body in shape, right?
Right. So our dancers, you know, they have a break in the summer, but they all still take class and find ways to stay in shape. And then they're back in the studios in August, and our summer series features a bunch of free kind of outdoor performances across the state of Delaware. And that's a really nice kickoff to the season because it gives our dancers kind of the opportunity to get some choreography in their bodies and, you know, get back on stage and have those. It's like a nice little warm up to the big season.
And you mentioned the summer season, and I wanted to ask you about that. Where can folks see the dancers this summer?
Yes. So this summer, we have an exciting series of performances. We're going to be at the Lewis Library downstate, the Freeman Pavilion, which is also downstate, and Loblolly Acres, which is one of our favorite places to go because it is a farm and you're outside and there's something for everyone at that performance. It's so exciting. You've got barbecue, you've got face painting, you've got hay rides, and you've got ballet.
And then finally, talking about the upcoming season, which starts in October, when do tickets go on sale?
Tickets are on sale Monday, June 23rd at 10 a.m.
So tickets going on sale, that start date just right around the corner.
Yep.
Claire McGregor, thank you so much. Best of luck with the summer series and of course, the 25-26 season as well.
Thank you so much.
Thanks to First State Ballet Theater's Marketing Director, Claire McGregor, and our Martin Matheny for joining us on this edition of Arts Playlist. And we wrap up The Green next with Enlighten Me, where we highlight more stories from University of Delaware student journalists. You're listening to The Green on Delaware Public Media.